My reason for getting in touch with you, Bill, is to try to understand better child immigration. Others call it maybe the refugee movement of children from Central America into the U.S. That's all over the news. NPR talked about it being related to L.A. gang violence Wednesday morning. I'd really like for you to put in perspective the background.
At the top, it's a form of human trafficking for profit. Say, an example that was given on NPR and many of the news services, a 15-year-old girl sets off on her own for the U.S. and has to endure unspeakable hardships and abuse to get to the U.S. Why? You know, what is the push factor of this? Well, it's quite frankly that government and law and order has completely fallen apart in three Central American nations, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Families will sell everything to pay a network of people smugglers who know how to bribe their way past the checkpoints. Smugglers put out the word that the U.S. is allowing illegal migrant children to stay if they make it to the U.S. and turn themselves in. And so this is what the kids do and the families do when they get there. And then, of course, there's the push factor that you mentioned. You have gangs in Central America where government has collapsed, seize children with family in the U.S., and they hold them until their relatives pay up. In addition to this ransom, of course, the families have to pay the cost of smuggling them to the United States. It's not like we didn't see this problem coming. We were distracted by our wars of choice elsewhere. But as early as 2009, actually, before the law, just the year before the law that was passed that enabled these children to think that they would be able to find refuge here, HBO produced a special called Which Way Home, which followed unaccompanied child migrants as they journeyed through Mexico to the U.S. on a freight train, which they call the Beast. If your listeners haven't seen this HBO film, it's available on the Internet, and I urge them to. It's eye-opening. But why would children take these sort of chances? Basically, America's Cold War policies fuel civil wars in Central America, displacing thousands, causing government and law to collapse. Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. Illegal Central American migrants then came to the United States, where there arose social networks to support them. In the wake of this, these social networks took the form of gangs that evolved into MS-13, the 18th Street gangs, and other street gangs that financed themselves by selling drugs. The U.S. arrested and deported all the guys they could find connected to this activity. They sent them back to their homes, which they hadn't known really from a very early age. Some of them could barely speak Spanish. And so what it creates is it's transnational criminal organizations. The very act of deportation, the very policy that is now being proposed by congressional conservatives to solve the problem, deportation, was a major contributor to the creation of this problem in the first place. There's a central migration researcher by the name of David Bacon who wrote media coverage focuses on gang violence in Central America as though it was spontaneous and unrelated to a history of U.S.-promoted wars and policy of mass deportations. I'm quoting him here. In truth, the United States meddling in foreign policy and a history of the U.S. own harsh immigration measures are responsible for much of the pressure causing the flow of people from Central America.
After NPR posted its story Wednesday morning, there were several comments, one of which related to a phenomenon that is growing up in backlash to this problem right now, people protesting illegal child immigrants when we have kids in America living in equally desperate situations in gang-ridden areas of, say, L.A. or Chicago.
Yes, these problems exist everywhere. The particular problem, yes, we have our own problems that we should deal with, and yes, we should deal with them.
The question,
but,
the question
quite
being,
frank,
Where do the kids from Chicago and LA go for safety if the kids from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala are coming to the U.S. for safety?
This is quite frankly a problem of our own creation, and we have to deal with it in the same way that we should be dealing with the problems of poverty and poor education in the United States. But if we don't fund and make tax reforms, then make change and transformation possible in the United States, these problems will continue. But quite frankly, the current U.S. policy toward Central America, for which the Obama administration is taking heat, has bipartisan origins. It's the 2007 Immigration Reform Law, which was originally backed by many of the conservatives, including John McCain of Arizona, by the way, and his gang of eight senators. The origin of the law that allows these kids to be processed in the United States if they get to the United States, if they feel that if they are driven from their country by circumstances beyond their control. McCain and the very Republicans who supported this law and wanted this law made and changed are now pressured by Tea Party radicals to oppose the very law that they had proposed, and that's what they're doing. They've completely done a flip on this, and now all of a sudden, hey, this law is a problem. Well, hey, they created this law. But as I say, you know, this whole problem has its roots in the hemispheric Cold War anti-communist policies of the U.S.
But
that
began,
in the 1950s with the overthrow of the Guatemalan government of Jacobo Arbenz, dubbed Operation Success. By the way, it was executed by E. Howard Hunt, who later broke into the Watergate for Nixon. The U.S. Responded to what it saw as a socialist influence in Central America by training National Guard units at Fort Benning, Georgia. And these then went back to their countries and became the paramilitary death squads like La Mata Blanca and Orden in El Salvador that created a civil war situation that destabilized the entire area. The U.S. created this problem by intervening in Central America, trying to depose legitimately elected governments, interfering in elected governments' attempts to reform their own situation to prevent the very conditions that now exist and are driving immigrants to the United States.
Why now? Why this blossoming of numbers of children coming to the U.S. right now? Is there any one particular stimulus for this?
Essentially, the gangs in Central America, in the wake of the collapse of government and good order, I mean, you can't even walk the streets of major Central American towns without risk being shot. And just random violence, shakedowns, ways to make money that are gang-related. This is simply a way to profit that they saw. These kids down here and family members have wealthy relatives in the United States that are making money. We can shake them down by doing this. It's driven by a collapse of governmental authority, of law and order in Central America, ruled by gangs who are taking any opportunity that they can to profit by shaking down family members in Central America, by extracting wealth from their relatives in the United States. This is what's done. This has roots in policies that go back 20 years or more. And we're simply reaping the harvest of the fruits we have sown. If I recall, originally, America was a land of immigrants. We don't have a problem of overpopulation in this country. Immigrants to this country, illegal immigrants, contribute to the wealth of this country. They do not generally drain resources of the nation. They actually contribute to the growth of the American economy. To incorporate immigrants and find a way to legalize them and make them part of the larger American economy and community is the way to solve this problem. Sending them back is simply a way to make sure that it perpetuates itself and it's never solved.
Bill, I think you've addressed the issues with some perspective in it, and I thank you for doing so.
Well, thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it.